Technology creates more and better jobs than it destroys. But what if it's different this time? From Marketplace in New York, I'm David Brancaccio. This is the week President Trump meets with the Chinese premier in Florida. A key topic beyond North Korea will be the U.S. administration pushing back against globalization. A central piece of the Trump agenda is to bring jobs back from overseas. But a very big challenge and opportunity for American jobs may be domestic, not foreign. It's technology. Machines and algorithms are getting pretty good at doing parts or all of our jobs. This month here on Marketplace, I'll be looking at this in depth. Next week here, it's my week-long trip through the Midwest in search of what I'm calling robot-proof jobs, the careers that are robot-resistant or play well with technology. Now, this morning, we'll kick off the project with a conversation with Martin Ford, a futurist and author of the book Rise of the Robots, Technology, and the Threat of a Jobless Future.
Artificial intelligence and robotics really seem to be kind of reaching the point where we're really seeing an acceleration, a kind of what you might call an inflection point where things are really beginning to drive upward. And it's going to have a huge impact across the board. This is all happening not just because of technology, but because of the interaction of technology and the market. There has always been a powerful incentive in capitalism to save on labor, you know, to do something more efficiently. And of course, historically, that's been a good thing. That's what's made us richer, you know. I mean, historically, what we've seen is that technologies have had a big impact in one area of the economy. For example, think about what mechanization did to agriculture.
Yeah, machines in the 19th century wiped out virtually all of those jobs.
That's right. But it was one sector of the economy. It was just agriculture. And that meant that the whole rest of the economy was out there to absorb those workers. So, of course, people lost their jobs on farms, but then they found jobs in factories. Now what we're going to see is more of a general purpose wave of technology, almost like a utility. You know, many people compare artificial intelligence and information technology to electricity. I mean, you wouldn't ask what industries are most impacted by electricity. I mean, the answer is obviously everything.
And you must see an irony here. I mean, you've spent a lot of time thinking about this. When it comes to national politics, the debate right now is not about robots and AI and algorithms. It's about trade. But it may be that it's the technology we should be spending a little bit more time focusing on in terms of the direction of the labor force.
You know, technology is probably the most important force already. And the most important point that I would make is that that's going to become even more true in the future. It's going to, I think, really overwhelm the impact of globalization. In fact, you already see some factories coming back to the United States. But what happens, of course, is that when the factory comes back to the U.S., it's almost entirely automated. Now, what we can say is that initially, the jobs that are most likely to be impacted are those that are on some level routine and repetitive. If you're facing the same challenges, or if your job is even a little bit boring from day to day, then you should be a little bit worried that at some point technology is going to, you know, reach the point where that's going to be threatened.
Martin Ford's latest book is called Rise of the Robots, Technology and the Threat of a Jobless Future. Mr. Ford, thank you for this.
Thank you very much for having me.
Now, tomorrow we'll meet a Marketplace listener who lost her job to an algorithm. Tweet your experience to us, hashtag robotproofjobs. Plus, a week from now, the first part of our audio documentary exploring all of this. It gets released into our podcast streams, which we call it the Botcast. Let's do the numbers. The FTSE in London is up by just a fraction. Dow and S&P futures are up slightly. The 10-year Treasury yield is down at 2.38%. Big car and truck companies today are set to reveal how sales went in the month just ended. We're expecting a big jump for several companies, but there's always a but. Here's Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer.
The car research site Edmunds.com is forecasting that automakers sold more than 1.5 million new cars and trucks last month, up 2% from March of last year. Edmunds says if you just look at the sales numbers, you might think the car industry is just as strong this year as it was a year ago. But Edmunds says inventories have reached the highest levels in more than a decade, and dealers are offering more incentives to car buyers. Edmunds also says it's seeing signs of more subprime lending, that is, dealers giving loans to borrowers with less than stellar credit. So it looks like it's getting harder for dealers to make sales unless you're catering to wealthy car buyers. Tesla says its global sales were up 69% in the first quarter of this year.
All right, Nancy, thank you. Coming to McDonald's, Quarter Pounders made from fresh, not frozen meat. You see, Wendy's and Shake Shack does this. Marketplace's Annie Baxter has more.
Consumers are getting pickier about food quality these days, according to Molly Harnischfeger, a restaurant consultant with Alex Partners.
74% of consumers suggest that the quality of ingredients is the number one kind of influencer for them for value.
The share of people who feel that way is rising, whereas the share focused on price is falling. Harnischfeger says that's the kind of thing that McDonald's is addressing with its move towards fresh beef patties over frozen ones in its Quarter Pounders. Using fresh patties could mean shorter wait times for customers, since the meat will cook faster, according to restaurant consultant Ileana Barbara. But she says the change will spell challenges for franchisees. Barbara says frozen patties can store for several months, whereas you've got to cook fresh patties within a couple days.
So you're needing to use that patty in a very short time for not only the product safety and also the quality.
And if franchisees order too many patties, they'll waste more, driving up costs. Costs they could conceivably pass to consumers. I'm Annie Baxter for Marketplace.
And in New York, I'm David Brancaccio, and this is the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.